I want to begin the message this week with a prayer. Holy One, during this time of reflection together, may we hear your voice speaking to us. Help us to hear your guiding spirit. Lift us in your love, giving us strength and courage for the journey to come. Amen. When we come together for worship, I usually begin in the service, usually during the centering time, praying privately, asking God to bless us during our time of worship together. But I don't normally, of course, as you know, begin my sermons with a group prayer. But today I felt like I needed extra help. When I sat down to write a message yesterday, I wasn't at all sure that words were going to come. Last week, we talked about how meaningful community was a characteristic of a vibrant Jesus-following church. And I proposed that honesty and vulnerability were necessary components to creating that meaningful community. And so, for better or for worse, that's how I thought the only way I thought I could begin today, with a bit of honesty and vulnerability, with a confession of where my heart is right now, of how I see the world in this moment. This has been an extremely difficult week. 5 days after a national election, I find myself still deeply disturbed and angry. I'm fearful of what is to come in the months and years ahead. My faith in humanity has been shaken to the core. What has been said and done in the name of Christianity breaks my heart. When morality no longer seems to matter to people, how am I to feel safe? When people vote for hate and lies, how am I to trust? 5 days after a national election, I am deeply disturbed and angry. And yet Jesus commands us to love one another. And whatever I may be feeling right now, my faith in God, my faith in Christ remains. Jesus said when that the world is failing, when the world is mired in violence and hate and selfishness, the followers of Jesus will be known by their love. So even as I struggle right now, I'm trying my best to do the only thing I know to do at this point, and that's to lean on Jesus, to lean on love. The psalmist writes, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The God who is unconditional love is still walking with us. And I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I know I can make the journey with God beside me. I know that I am still loved by God. We are all still loved by God. No matter what, there is no one or no thing that can take God's love from us. And so when things are rough, we can lean on that love and let it carry us for a while. God's love is always there. Unfortunately, sometimes we get so caught up in the world's nonsense, we can forget that. And being human, we ourselves always love imperfectly. And I know my ability to love is particularly imperfect right now. It feels like someone threw a bucket of water on the fire in my soul, and I need to fan the embers back to life. The only times I've felt at peace this week is when I've taken time to be still and quiet, when I've taken a few minutes to let the world go and be totally in the present moment, reminding myself of the presence of God's love. It's been a stark reminder of the importance of prayer and meditation. And when we're struggling, we need to take those small but productive steps. My mantra this week has been breathe, pray, love. Breathe and stay centered. Limit the noise as best I can to avoid being dragged deeper into fear and anger. Pray and trust God to walk with me through the darkness I'm feeling. And love. Focus on love, love, and more love. Love was Jesus' primary commandment. Love God, love my neighbor, love myself, love my enemy. And I usually don't think of myself as having enemies. And suddenly it feels as if 72 million people have declared themselves to be my enemy. Some people would say we shouldn't let politics ruin our relationships. But I kind of empathize with James Baldwin, who said we can disagree and still love each other unless your disagreement is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and right to exist. If someone actively harms me or the people I care about, how am I to love them? I'm struggling with that right now. And yet I take Jesus' commandment to love very seriously. Even as it feels my ability to love is waning in this historical moment, my desire and commitment to love are higher than ever. I want to figure this out. Because we still need each other to survive. That has never been more true than it is today. If this nation, if this world is to survive, then we need to learn to love each other, to support instead of divide, to lift up instead of tear down. And we are far from that right now. When we reflect on how to love those who act in harmful ways toward us, I think we need to reflect also on what it means to love. Love is not a gooey emotion. Love is actually more action than emotion. Love is not submission, but love, I think, is challenging evil. Love is holding people accountable for their actions. And love doesn't require we trust or agree necessarily with the one that we love. However, I believe love does require we be kind and compassionate and empathetic, because love wants the best for everyone without coercion. Love means feeding the hungry and housing the homeless. Love means helping those in need and welcoming the marginalized. Love means nurturing all people to become their best selves. The Apostle Paul instructs the Jesus followers at Ephesus to walk in love as Jesus loved, devoting his life to helping others. When living in love, he writes, one becomes a shining light, producing goodness and justice, speaking truth to power. This is what we as followers of Jesus, as the church, should always endeavor to be. People who are showing the world how good and just life can be through the example of our love. Which means our love needs to be seen outside of these walls. If we are to be a strong, vibrant, Jesus-following church, then we must recommit to live as a witness to God's love in and for the world. We must recommit to be love in and for the world. We must recommit to work for justice and peace for all people everywhere. May God lift us up in love, giving us strength and courage for the journey to come. Amen.